Good Wednesday to you, Squamish. There's an Environment Canada Arctic outflow warning in effect for the Sea to Sky Highway, Whistler and Pemberton. It is set to last from this morning into Thursday morning. These warnings are released when bitterly cold air flows from the interior to coastal communities and the outflow winds create wind chill values of minus 20 C or less for 6 hours or more. Strong outflow winds and cold wind chill values are expected or occurring, the warning reads. The combination of very cold temperatures and light to moderate outflow winds will bring wind chill values near minus 20 C this morning. Wind chill values will moderate this afternoon and return to near 20 C tonight. Frostbite and hypothermia can occur within minutes if adequate precautions are not taken when outdoors. Weather in the mountains can change suddenly, resulting in hazardous driving conditions. If outside, dress warmly in layers and stay dry. Cover as much exposed skin as possible to avoid frostbite. On the plus side, it is set to be sunny today. Sunrise today is at 7:28 a.m. Sunset is at 5:27 p.m. A warm place to duck out of the cold with the current cold snap. The district is reminding locals that municipal buildings are available as warming centers. Squamish Public Library right-pointing arrow Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. right-pointing arrow Monday. Friday and Saturday. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. right-pointing arrow Sunday. 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brennan Park Recreation Center right-pointing arrow Monday to Friday. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. right-pointing arrow Saturday and Sunday. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. the 55 Activity Center right-pointing arrow Monday and Friday. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right-pointing arrow Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. right-pointing arrow Saturday. Programs only right-pointing arrow Sunday. Closed. For more information on how to prepare for cold weather, go to squamish.ca/extreme-cold.don/t-ski on the golf course. In a message that shouldn't have to be posted, the Squamish Valley Golf Club is asking locals not to skate, cross-country ski on the course. Obviously, doing this could damage the course. Signage has been installed. Staff will ask people disobeying the signs to leave the premises. Thank you for your understanding, reads the post. Winter tires don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. On Highway 99, northbound, watch for road maintenance work planned between Brunswick Beach Road and Porto Cove Road, Lions Bay. Starting today at 8:30 a.m. until this evening at 5:30 p.m. the left lane will be closed. Watch for traffic control personnel. Further north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Hat Creek Road for 100.6 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Also north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Hat Creek Road and the end of Highway 99 for 20.4 kilometers, 50 to 71 kilometers north of Lillooet. Moon phase. The moon is full. The moon's illumination is currently 100%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Solander Island, located 1.5 kilometers west of Brooks Peninsula, northwest coast of Vancouver Island, which saw a high of 6.2 C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 2.3 C. The coldest spot in BC on February 11th was Puntsea Mountain, near Williams Lake, which dipped to 34.1 C. Seawater temp according to Sea Temperature. Info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.5 C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6 C. The minimum temperature is 5.4 C. and the maximum is 8.3 cm avalanche forecast according to Avalog.co. Today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs and loose dry snowpack. The advice for today from Avalog.co is: wind slabs continue to be reactive to human triggering. Seek out wind-sheltered terrain and watch for terrain traps. The best and safest riding will be on slopes that have soft snow without any slab properties. Avoid areas where the snow feels stiff and/or slabby. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Be careful with sloughing in steep terrain, especially above cliffs and terrain traps. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's a few upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, there's speed dating, 40+, at Trickster's Hideout, from 6 to 9 p.m. Trickster's is located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and Trickster's Hideout is playing Cupid with our Save the Date. Valentine's speed dating spectacular for the 40+ crowd. Feel the love in the air, Squamish. It's time to warm your heart, reads the listing. Feb. 14, there's something unique for Valentine's Day, paint plus sip. Paint your partner is on at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. While it's the perfect date night for couples, it doesn't have to be your partner. Bring your best friend, your galantini, or anyone you'd love to share a laugh and a glass of wine with, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. No parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on west side, 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on west side, Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on east side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent, No Name Road, entire street. No parking on east side, Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on south side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on east side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on west side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices in Squamish today: regular gas is going for 184.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, at 9001 Valley Dr. Gas in Whistler is 185.9 L at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. You can fill up for 180.9 per liter at most stations. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Osoyoos, where you can fill up for 153.9 per liter at the Canco at 9121 97th Street.